Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And that's what this world needs more than anything else. As we look out, especially here in America, but I'm sure in every other country as well, that there is more lawlessness, there is more trouble with government, with people, with crime. It seems as though that everything is just declining and going down for America, and now Europe, with so many things happening there. Right in the mix of this is another gigantic problem that is already above the horizon, which is going to affect this country and affect millions and millions of people. And it is insidious, because there is something that most people don't understand about what the Bible calls sin. Sin is the transgression of the laws and commandments of God. And there is also a force and power of evil in the world headed by Satan the devil. And Satan the devil, when he has the different people working for him, just like God has people working for him, Satan has people working for him, and they appear in high places in government, in business, and in banking. And so those of us who are just out here in the society, we look at these things and we wonder, what is happening? Why is it the way that it is? There are some people out there trying to do good. Some people out there trying to correct it. But somehow, the good never seems to work out. And another big situation is that when Satan brings his evil, he always brings it with a benefit. Now, what do I mean by that? When Satan tempted Adam and Eve, he said, "If you eat of this fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, your eyes will be open, and you can decide good for yourself. You don't have to rely on God. You just rely on yourself. Look, you're intelligent. You have knowledge. You have good mind. You think about that." And so the benefit was their eyes would be open. But with the benefit and their eyes being open to sin, he didn't tell them the other half of the story. That is, that they would be cut off from God and their minds would be closed to the good that comes from God. And so what has happened is that everyone does what is right in his own eyes. And that's where we are in America and many nations of the world today. Too many people are doing what is right in their own eyes, and they wonder why things don't work out. And they wonder why all the good intentions of men and women never seem to come about. And the reason is because they have left God. We now have schools that teach no morals. We now have government where it is so corrupt, it's so hard to change, that those who want to have it honest and do good are outnumbered. Now we're facing another problem, which is already above the horizon, and that is the legalization of pot or marijuana. In a book written by William Bennett, Going to Pot, it's quite a good book. I recommend that you get it. And he points out so many things in here, what happens with pot. And the subtitle is, Why the Rush to Legalization? Now, that's a good question. Now, he's trying to do good, trying to halt it, trying to turn back the tide. But when evil multiplies with lawlessness, they work together like this and absolutely block off any good. Now, here in the book of Proverbs, it tells us, there is a way that seems right to a man, that means to a woman as well, but the end thereof is the ways of death. Now then, why is it that human beings have such great potential, great abilities, can do marvelous things, but yet it always is in death and destruction? Well, that's because they've turned their back on God. Now, it doesn't have to be that way, but that's just the way it is. And for every single one, every person in the world, God has set before them the choice of what will you do. He's also made his word available for everyone so that they can know and understand what they need to do. And it's available in nearly every major language in the world. Now let's come here to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, because we need to see where we start with this and why it is that people do not want to do what God says. And when lawlessness becomes the collective power in society, then more and more evil is allowed, and more evil takes place. And when it's beyond the control of the individuals, because evil has been legalized, which is what it will be if they legalize marijuana. And that is only the start, because you see, the push is to legalize all drugs. If the lawlessness is legalized, then who is to stop a person from doing the illegal thing? See, because all basis of law begins with God and his laws. So just like Adam and Eve, people choose to go their own way. So God says here in verse 15, Deuteronomy 30, "Behold, I've set before you this day life and good, death and evil." Now notice what God tells you, because God wants the best for people. He doesn't want the worst. Satan and the lawless ones that he has in high places of power, they're the ones who want to foment the evil and take the power. Verse 16 now, "In that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and judgments, so that you may live and multiply, whereas the way of man leads to death." Now, what does it mean to love the Lord your God? Is that just a feeling, or does that require action? That requires action. That requires understanding the commandments of God, like he says here, and keep his commandments, walk in his ways, so that you may live. God then says, "And the Lord your God will bless you." Do you want to be blessed? Or do you want to be cursed? Now, think of this for just a minute. The blessings of God are free. The benefits of Satan cost you and ends in death. And it is so alluring and so attractive, especially when people are not taught anything about God's way. Now notice, verse 17, "But if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but will be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them." Now there are many gods. It doesn't have to be religion. Every idol that a person has in their minds is another god. Now stop and think. How many gods do people have? Well, pleasure, that's why marijuana is attractive. Entertainment, music, sports, their work, power, sexual conquest, winning the lotto. All of those are other gods. Now, maybe you've never thought of it that way before. So why don't you do this? Why don't you ask yourself, what gods do I have in my life that reject the true God? Here's what's going to happen, and this is what happens with those who get involved in drugs and marijuana and illegal sex, rotten entertainment. All of those things are all in a big, giant package now, gift-wrapped and perfumed so that people will accept it. I denounce to you this day that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days on the land where you pass over Jordan to possess it. Now notice how God backs this up. This is no just simple thing. Here's what he says. I call heaven and earth to record against you this day. Now you live on the earth, don't you? And yes, everything, whether you are righteous or whether you are evil and still living, every breath of air, every drop of water, every morsel of food, everything that there is, everything that makes up your life, all have come from God, whether you acknowledge it or not. But God requires you to acknowledge him, and that is where this nation and the world has gone wrong. They don't want just freedom of religion. They want freedom from religion and freedom from God.
Look at that cloud of freedom. I wish you could all see what I'm seeing right now.
And these are the things that will come upon them. Let's read it. I call heaven and earth to record against you this day. I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life so that both you and your seed may live. God wants you to live. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be blessed. But it comes God's way. And unfortunately, most religions are inventions of men and traditions of men. And that's why they can't bring about good. Notice what God says again here. He wants you to live so that you may love the Lord your God, may obey his voice, may cleave to him, for he is your life and length of days, so that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them. One of the problems today is people don't know who they are or where they're from. That's why you need this book, America and Britain in Prophecy. This one book will open your understanding of the Bible perhaps more than any other book. But you have to take the initiative and you have to order it. Now, let's see how people are doing in leaving God. There are more atheists than ever before, more agnostics than ever before, more religion that is just, well, whatever you think is good. And this is the attitude that leads to massive degeneration. And this is what we have with pot. In over one decade, adults using marijuana has risen 10%. And more than 22 million mostly recreational users. See, if it's recreational, then it's good. And if it makes you feel good, then it's fine. And now they're talking more and more and more concerning legalizing marijuana. Now there are four states that legalize it: Alaska, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. And in Colorado, oh, are they having trouble because of the pot? You see, because marijuana has now been crossbred, upgraded, strengthened to where, back when they had the Woodstock in New York City, there was a lot of pot being smoked, but that was just the leaves. Today, they have increased it so it's 3 to 20 times more powerful. So powerful that I know a young man who took it once, and it took him 3 years to overcome all of the hallucinogenic things that it did to his mind.
David, good morning. I heard that you tweeted this morning, it's not your grandmother's weed. What exactly do you mean, Dr. Agus?
Well, this was, the Colorado legalized it a little over a year ago, and this is the first data looking at what they legalized. And they looked at about 600 strains of marijuana, and this was a private lab hired by the state and by the private growers themselves. And what they show is the amount of THC, which is what makes you high, the psychoactive substance, was anywhere from 20 to 30%. And realize in the 1980s, the National Institute of Drug Abuse said that it was about 4%. So that's a dramatic increase in the part that gets you high. What happened is that people started to breed strains so it would have more and more potency. And when they did that, they bred out the medical benefit. Now, the other interesting part of this study showed that there were a lot of contaminants. There was fungus, bacteria, heavy metals, and even some chemicals in these strains. And so the problem is that how much is too much? You know, when you smoke marijuana, it goes right into the bloodstream. And what we worry about is some of these contaminants probably shouldn't be in the bloodstream.
So that's something that you need to consider, something you need to know. They even have it now, marijuana edibles.
Then you need to have half a square. You know, if you come in here and eat one of our bars and go hit the ski slopes, you're not getting off the chairlift. You're just going to go around and around.
The production of infused edibles and other non-smokable products has taken off, making up nearly 40% of all recreational pot sales.
And those are so powerful, those are so strong, that there was a reporter who went out to Colorado to do a report on it, and she took some of the edibles, and she didn't know that she shouldn't eat the whole candy bar. She ate the whole candy bar, and she lay in bed for 3 days in the hotel, hallucinating, and just absolutely bombed out because of the pot. Now, what is it in marijuana and the seeds and the oil? Now, they even have it in oil, so you can really get it strong now. It is called THC. Now, very few people know that the body itself makes certain THCs in the mind. Now, THC is very devastating to the mind when it comes from marijuana. Here's why. It is a counterfeit of the natural elements that your mind would use, which then magnifies it and makes it very explosive in the mind. THC acts on specific brain cell receptors that ordinarily act to natural THC-like chemicals in the brain. These natural chemicals play a role in normal brain development and function. But what the THC from the pot does, it changes everything. And we will see. Yes, it is addictive. Marijuana overactivates parts of the brain. And the high generally includes this. Altered senses, for example, seeing brighter colors. Altered sense of time, changes in mood, impaired body movement, difficulty with thinking and problem solving, impaired memory. Now then, how many young people today have their cell phone, have their pot, have their music, have their sex, and receive government benefits to the tune of $800 a month? Millions. I talked to a man who wanted to employ someone to help him with his upholstery business. The young man that he hired to help him came in, and he worked long enough to earn $40 so he could pay for his cell phone bill and quit. And now we have millions who are all potted out that do not function the way that they should to work, to think.
7 News reporter Jacqueline Allen finding out the influx in homeless coming to Denver is because of pot, and it is straining services for those who desperately need them.
A hot meal, a dry bed, but at shelters all over the metro area, more homeless say they came to Colorado for something else.
I've been sleeping in a van as of late.
23-year-old Eric Hafner moved from New Jersey, he says, for marijuana.
I've been here close to a year and a half now, and I'm loving every day of it.
He's part of a growing population of young homeless, teens and 20-somethings, coming here to use pot or work in the industry.
Our staff is exhausted.
Kim Easton's with Urban Peak, a Denver organization that serves homeless teens and young adults. She estimates 1 in 3 new faces they see admit they're here to get high.
Marijuana affects brain development very seriously, and most people don't understand it. Your brain is not fully developed until you're between 25 and 30. And the most important part that is developing as you get into your early 20s is the prefrontal cortex, where you think and make decisions, and also the hippocampus and the limbic system in the brain, and marijuana affects all of those. So they're spaced out. They don't know how to think. They don't know how to study. But they're cool. The drug reduces thinking, memory, and learning functions, and affects how the brain builds connections between areas of the brain necessary for these functions. Now, marijuana's effects can last for a long time, and even maybe permanent. And what they found out by testing is this: it reduces your IQ. You become dumb.
For some years, heavy cannabis use has been linked to an increase in the risk of developing mental illnesses like schizophrenia. But now an international team of researchers have found that those who regularly smoke cannabis at a young age risk a reduction in their IQ, the way intelligence is measured. For this significant study into cannabis use and IQ, researchers followed the lives of around 1,000 people from Dunedin in New Zealand over a period of more than 20 years. They assessed them as children and then re-interviewed them repeatedly up to the age of 38. Those who persistently used cannabis suffered a decline in their IQ, and the more that people smoked, the greater the loss. The effect was most marked in those who started smoking cannabis as adolescents. The researchers believe that's when the brain is undergoing critical development, and they warn there is no sign that cutting back or stopping cannabis use will restore the lost IQ.
Now, also, it affects the physical body. Remember what God said. He wants to bless you if you love him and keep his commandments, so that you can live, so that you can be healthy, so that you can have a good life. But here's what marijuana does. Here are some of the physical effects. It affects your breathing, your lungs. Now, think about the stupidity of the way people think and the way governments respond. How many years have we had to campaign to cut down on smoking cigarettes? And it's been quite successful, yes, indeed. Yet they come along, and now, because with the experience of Colorado having so much money from taxes, from pot, that they don't have a deficit anymore. And other states are going to do the same thing.
Just in the first day, Colorado marijuana sales made well over $1 million. 2014 will see a $571 million profit on legal marijuana sales. The taxes are estimated to bring $67 million per year initially. $27.5 million will go to school construction, and $6 million will go to local governments. That leaves $33.5 million for the state to regulate stores and fund marijuana education and treatment program. Studies predict that more than 14 states will legalize marijuana within the next 5 years, creating a potential $10.2 billion cannabis market by 2018.
Now, if you smoke pot or take pot, it increases your heart rate much higher for 4 hours. And this leads to a risk of heart attacks. If a woman is pregnant, the THC gets into her system, into her blood, and is transferred over to her child. And this causes tension problems, memory problems, problem-solving difficulties. And also, if nursing mothers are feeding their babies, it gets into the milk. Now, it affects mentally. Long-term marijuana use has been linked to mental disease in some users, such as hallucinations, sensations and images that seem real, though they're not. Temporary paranoia, which can become permanent. Extreme and unreasonable distrust of others. Worsening symptoms in patients with schizophrenia. Marijuana use has also been linked to other health problems. Depression and anxiety. Suicidal thoughts among teens. Now, these are all the problems. Now, we'll see next time it can become addictive. We will see how that it affects everything that people do. So remember, you have choices set before you. God gives you the truth. God loves you. God wants you. God wants you to live happily. He wants you to be blessed by Him. But when you go out and choose to do things like smoking marijuana, sex outside of marriage, homosexuality, entertainment that blows your mind away, those things are destroying so many people today. Now, they can get squared around. They can repent. They can change. But they've got to come to God His way. So remember, if you want to get that book, Going to Pot by William Bennett, and also to help you, here is one of the most important books we have, Lord, What Should I Do? And that's based on this. When your life has come to a point that you can no longer handle it, you have to go to God. And this book will help you how you return to God. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.